Good afternoon on another beautiful summer day across eastern New York and western New England. It was on the chilly side first thing this morning, and that's one of those things that happens when we have low levels of humidity. The dew points are low, meaning the air is very dry, and when the air is dry, temperatures can get quite chilly. How chilly was it? Well, a lot of us were in the 40s and 50s first thing this morning, so for those who perhaps are up early, go for a walk or a jog first thing in the morning, maybe you grabbed your sweatshirt today. Saranac Lake, our typically coldest area, dropped to 35 degrees early this morning, setting a new record low temperature. So it was cold there for sure and chilly across our whole area. Of course, all that chilliness is gone on this beautiful afternoon. Temperatures have rebounded nicely, right around seasonable levels in terms of our high temperatures today, so that is pretty nice, and the humidity remains nice and low as well. So if you like warm weather, but you don't really like the humidity, then this is the kind of day for you. And the weather looks really nice heading into the late day, into the evening hours. If you have plans to be outside, the weather is going to be terrific. Enjoy. And it's going to be another quiet night across our area. Probably not quite as chilly as it was last night, but we're still targeting lows in the 40s and 50s region-wide. A few areas of fog are possible, especially near bodies of water later tonight into early tomorrow. And tomorrow is another gorgeous summer day. We'll add probably about 3 to 4, maybe 5 degrees to what we had today for high temperature. So it'll feel a little bit warmer tomorrow. It's not going to be that humid though, so it's still going to be a pretty comfortable with respect to humidity, and it will be a bright sunny day. So be sure you have that sunscreen ready to go. Of course, this time of year, it's extra important to be vigilant when you are out in the sun. Then as we head into the weekend, we'll start to see some weather changes head our way. Clouds will increase across our area on Saturday, and there's going to be a storm system that sneaks up the East Coast, and that's likely to arrive probably late in the day Saturday. So south of Albany, there could be some rain before the sun goes down. And then it looks like most of us get a pretty good rain Saturday night with some wind as well, and some of that rain will linger through at least the first part of the day on Sunday. And overall, the pattern next week looks unsettled and very threatening in terms of rainfall. It's a bit early to say specifically who's going to get what and when, but it's just a pattern that would be favorable for rain at times, so be aware of that. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, clear with areas of fog, cool, low in the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, with highs in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, clear with areas of fog, cool, low in the 40s and 50s, and for tomorrow, sunny and warmer, with highs in the 80s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, clear with areas of fog, cool, lows in the 50s to around 60, and for tomorrow, sunny and warmer, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, clear with areas of fog, cool, lows in the 50s, tomorrow, sunny and warmer, with highs in the 80s. Region-wide on Saturday, increasing clouds, a chance of late-day rain, highs in the 80s. Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and thunderstorms, especially during the morning, humid with a high around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.